Okay, good evening and welcome to the 2017 January 17th meeting of the Astoria City Council. We're glad to see you here on such a stormy night. And we'll have start with a call to order. And Chief Ames.
Councilman Neville.
Here.
Councilor Price.
Here.
Councilor Brown.
Sit. Here.
Here.
Here. Thank you. Reports of councilors. Bruce, do you have, or Councilor Jones, do you have?
Mayor, I spent a half day yesterday in the Alderbrook natural area at the east end of the Alderbrook Lagoon with Brooke Stanley from the North Coast Watershed Association. And she's there for about 2 weeks. And yesterday, the neighbors joined clearing out invasive species and planting native plants. And Parks and Rec has done a great job over the time that I've been here with efforts like this with other agencies, but also with the chip-in events with neighbors. So given our budget constraints on Parks and Rec, it's great to see efforts like these using other nonprofits and volunteers to help maintain our parks. Saturday, I attended a memorial service at Cape Disappointment for the crews of several commercial fishing vessels and Coast Guard boats and crews. Jeff was there also, having been involved in one of those himself from the police department. It was a very solemn and moving service, and we're also thankful to all of those who work in our local maritime industries, commercial fishing and fish processing, and the Coast Guard and the MERTS and the Job Corps Seamanship Program and shipping and the river pilots and the bar pilots. And those industries and our port play just a vital role in our local and regional economy and should be part of something we always consider, especially as we go into the five-year economic development strategy. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Price.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I had a salonical last Thursday, I believe it was, and about seven or eight very thoughtful people came, and I think that they'll all be very happy with the outcome of our goal setting session, because we talked about pretty much everything that we wound up putting on our list, so that was terrific. If you are downtown this weekend on Saturday between say 11:30 and 1:30, you may find that there is a lot going on. Women's March that is one of dozens and dozens going on around the country on Saturday will be taking place, and all genders are welcome, and it is intended to be a very peaceful and positive march. It is not anti-Trump, it's not pro-Hillary. So if you're interested, you're welcome. I am not a member of the team of women who put this together. They're from all over the county, which I think is really terrific. And then on, but Thursday night from 5 to 9, our community development director, Kevin Cronin, and perhaps also with able help from planner Nancy Ferber, have something very exciting, which is the first community meeting of the Advance Astoria Business Development Program. And Kevin, could Kevin tell us a little bit about that? Just I'm curious, particularly that's 4 hours. How are you going to split that up?
Yeah, the next 2 days are going to be very busy for my department. So we've got focus groups actually in this room pretty much all day tomorrow. And on Thursday, starting pre-Thursday, the advisory committee meeting, that goes right into a 5 o'clock open house from 5 to 7. So that's open to the general public as well. And at 7 p.m., we've got a panel presentation of women entrepreneurs, which I'm really excited about. So we've got a jam-packed schedule.
And could you tell me what you mean by an open house? What do you want
so
to happen there?
This first phase is looking at what's called an economic opportunities analysis. And so we'll have a lot of graphs, charts, maps, and information about some of the data, economic data that we found in that research. And so it'll be very visually appealing for someone to come in and check out what we're doing.
Thank you. And lastly, it's nice to see Chief Ames.
Yeah. Okay, Councillor Brownson.
Thank you. So I just wanted to say that this is my second meeting, and I'm still happy to be here. The The last couple weeks, I've been able to finish meeting with department heads throughout the city and meet some of their staff, and as well as the facilities. And I just wanted to say how impressed I have been with how everyone, all the department heads really have a very positive attitude looking forward into what I think is going to be a very challenging year for the city, and how they all feel about their staff and how strongly they feel that they have good people working for them. So I'm looking forward to watching that performance. And then I just also wanted to comment that we, you know, it's been mentioned that we had a goal setting session all day last Friday, and the Astorian, I think, did a nice little piece to kind of encapsulate it. And I really felt that it was productive, that we were able to sit down and talk reasonably about some of the challenges we have in front of us here in the city and really kind of come together in identifying what our issues are, and all have really, really good plan to move things forward and get things done. So I'm really excited about that. And the only other thing that I wanted to mention is that I too am going to start having a meet the counselor session once a month, and I'm going to be holding it at Three Cups of Coffee. It'll be the second Thursday of the month at 4 o'clock, probably for an hour, 4 to 5, 4 to 5:30, however long, if people show up, and give a chance to express your views and talk about the city. And that's it.
Thank you. Councilor Namawell.
Thank you, Mayor. It's good to see you all tonight. It's good to see some familiar faces from Fort George, the business side of it that really makes things work. Good to have Chief Ames back here. Hope you're feeling good. The goal setting last week seemed super productive. So far, we're all getting along, which is really nice. And I hope that we can continue such a positive professional working relationship with this new governing body. It's great. I think that the council is taking the issue of housing so seriously, pursuing our housing strategy, and also a request for proposals in a public-private partnership at Heritage Square. One more thing for Public Works. I know that we hear a lot of gripes about things in the city, but I heard that Public Works did a great job clearing the streets of ice, so kudos to you.
Thank you. We did have, it was the most productive goal setting, I think, and the most positive. We all came out smiling at the end. It was the best goal setting session we've had since I've been on the council, which is since 2008. So I felt really good about it, and I think we all have our own opinions, but we can also work very respectfully and congenially with one another, and it showed when we came out with the goals that we did. Because we all enjoyed the discussion that we had, we spent a lot of time on every single goal. And because we enjoyed that and really wanted to hear what everybody had to say about all these issues, we are now going to be having a first Wednesday of the month from 9 to 11, a work session every month, the first Wednesday of every month. And we'll be talking about different issues. I'm sure that the press release will tell you what the issue is. And this first time
is going to be having a report from our auditor with regards to the recently completed audit, and then secondly, affordable housing.
Okay, so those are two very important things to the city. I think that's my only report, but things are starting off well. Any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
Okay, our consent calendar, the items are just considered routine and are passed by a single motion unless someone asks for one item or another to be removed. Has anyone from the public asked for an item to be removed?
There have been no requests.
Anyone from the council?
5C, please.
5C, please.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, could we have a motion then to approve 5A, B, and D?
So moved.
A second.
Roll call. Mr. Harrington.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilor Price?
Aye.
Councilor Jones?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, item 5C.
Okay. I don't usually like to remove things from the consent calendar unless I feel like it's really necessary. I just wanted to acknowledge and appreciate Public Works Department once again tonight for the final report on the 16th Street CSO separation project. Coming in $118,000 under budget, and staff's rolling that. So, excellent.
I was going to ask to have that removed for the same reason. I mean, it's rare that you hear that the city comes in under budget. So that was wonderful. Thank you.
And no action is required on this, so no vote is needed. This was just purely a report to provide the council with the final tally on what was expended on this multi-year project.
Okay, thank you. Our first item on the regular agenda is an ordinance readopting state statutes.
The first reading of this ordinance was held at your January 4th City Council meeting, and the 2016 legislation, which was passed by the Oregon Legislature for the most part, became effective on January 1st. Many of our ordinances refer to or incorporate state statutes, and every year the council routinely readopts all referenced Oregon revised statute sections to pick up any changes that were made. Tonight it's recommended that council conduct the second reading and adopt the proposed ordinance.
Okay, these items on the regular agenda tonight, a lot of them are ordinances, and with an ordinance we have to have two motions. One, that we conduct the second reading, and then a second one to actually adopt the proposed ordinance.
So what you can, with the first reading, you would just need a motion to conduct the first reading. With, since we've had the first reading, only thing that's needed now is to request second reading.
Okay.
And then you'd be able to then take a motion for the final adoption of the second.
Okay. Ms. Brooks, could we have a reading?
An ordinance readopting certain state statutes.
Okay.
I move we adopt the proposed ordinance readopting certain state statutes.
Second.
Okay, we need a roll call vote on that. So how about Mr. Pearson?
Councilor Nemuwo?
Aye.
Councilor Brownson?
Aye.
Councilor Jones?
Aye.
Councilor Price?
Aye.
Mayor LaMere?
Aye. Thank you. Okay, the next one is an ordinance adopting changes to the 3% marijuana tax.
And again, this is a case where the first reading of this ordinance was held at your first meeting in January. And this ordinance enacts the tax approved by voters on recreational marijuana and adds language necessary for the collection and enforcement of the tax. Tonight, it's recommended that council conduct the second reading and adopt the proposed ordinance, which enacts the voter-approved 3% marijuana tax with collection and enforcement language incorporated.
Mr. Cronin, can you give us the second reading?
An ordinance of the City of Astoria imposing a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by a marijuana retailer.
We have a motion.
I move that we adopt the proposed ordinance enacting the voter-approved 3% marijuana tax with collection and enforcement language.
Second.
Need a roll call again. Let's see. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. Okay, Would you call the roll?
Councilor Menlo Baum.
Aye.
Councilor Brownson.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Councilor Jones.
Aye.
Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, the next item is an ordinance revising City Code Section 5.810, providing for identification of dangerous animal.
During a hearing on a dangerous animal appeal, as noted by our municipal court judge, Kino, that there was no guidance in our ordinances as to what to use as a burden of proof in hearings related to dangerous dogs. And the revision, which is before you tonight, is intended to resolve this issue. Deputy Chief Halverson will be able to answer any specific questions that you may have if the council has any questions about the ordinance. Tonight, it's recommended that council hold the first reading of the amendment to Astoria City Code Section 5.810.
Okay, I think you kind of answered this, but what prompted this? I mean, that's sort of an odd one.
So, Deputy Chief.
So there was a dangerous dog hearing. The judge did not have a burden of proof to determine whether or not he was going to impose a dangerous dog classification. And he spoke with both me and with the city attorney of the indicating that we needed to establish a burden of proof.
So this is an ordinance which was prepared in conjunction with our city attorney, Mr. Henningsgaard.
Okay.
That's correct. Just for your background, the way this works is if there's a complaint of a dangerous dog, the report goes to the police chief who makes an investigation and creates some findings, primarily is it a dangerous dog or not. The dog owner then would have a right to appeal that, and it's the burden of proof on that appeal that's a question in this ordinance. And that's what the judge was having a problem with, because there are criminal sanctions that are possible if the owner then violates what's imposed by the police chief. So the judge didn't know whether to apply clear and convincing evidence, beyond a reasonable doubt, or just a preponderance. And so this ordinance is designed to clear up that problem for the judge.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Let's see. Could we have a first reading then? Chief Ames?
Chief, procedurally, we just need a motion and a second to conduct that first reading.
Okay. Could we have a motion then to conduct the first reading?
I move that we conduct the first reading of the proposed ordinance.
Second.
That'll vote.
All right, now Chief Ames.
An ordinance revising Astoria City Code Section 5.810, providing for identification of dangerous animals, appeals, restrictions, pending appeal.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, this item will then be brought back to the next meeting for the second reading and vote for adoption.
All right, item 6D is an ordinance amending code section pertaining to city manager spending authority.
So at the January 6th, 2017 goal setting session, there was discussion regarding the city manager's spending authority, which is currently set at $10,000, and this amount has been in place since 1999. The proposal, which is before you, is an ordinance amendment, which comes at the request of the council, and what has been prepared for consideration is to replace the $10,000 spending authority with $50,000. I would note in the memorandum there's a breakdown of other managers' spending authorities within our area. Also, at the January 6th goal-setting session, there was discussion regarding the city council policy of sending grant applications to the council in advance of filing. There was direction to revise that policy as well. And what is proposed before you is that grant applications which require a City of Astoria cash match shall be forwarded to the City Council for consideration as a part of the application process. So this would allow for staff to be able to apply for grants which would have an in-kind component, meaning staff time as a match. But if there was going to be out-of-pocket cash, then those grant applications would come before you for consideration. Since this is a policy, no ordinance is required. And tonight, there's two motions that would be necessary to implement these two items. First of all, if the council is in agreement with the proposed change in spending authority for the city manager, then it's recommended that the council hold a first reading of the proposed ordinance. And again, that would be have a motion second with a vote and then asking a department head to read it. And then we could address that item. And then as a second item, additionally, should the council concur with a change in policy for grant applications, it would be in order for council to vote on the proposed language.
Okay, thank you. Just to explain why we're doing this, when we were doing our council goals, it was brought up to us that many times processes in the city were slowed down so much by people having to come to the council, ask if they can apply for a grant. And, you know, many times we all thought, why do they have to ask us if they are going to go out and get some money? I mean, why should they have to do that? So this is a way to kind of speed that process up. And likewise, the $10,000 limit, that isn't much these days. And so, again, it was slowing down things when it had to be brought to the council when we meet twice a month. It called for a lot of extra work and paperwork and so forth. So this is an effort to streamline things a little bit. So I think they're both things are a very good idea. So we need a motion first to hold a first reading.
May I ask a question, mm-hmm. Madam Mayor? Mr. Estes, do you provide, maybe I've forgotten this, do you provide us with any sort of quarterly or annually reporting of your, I mean, $10,000, that's pretty low, but do we get an accounting of your spending authority?
No, but it would be
expenditures.
The expenditures would be included in the quarterly financial reports.
Is there, would they be broken down, or it would just be
a line item?
Right.
Okay. I mean, anything that we authorize would be within the, you know, within that report that would come to the city council.
Sure. Well, you know, please don't take it personally at all. I trust you very much about this, which is why I agreed to it pretty quickly. But policy isn't personal. It's, you know, it goes on. You might wind up being the president or something. Anyway, so I just wanted to make sure that we do have some accountability in here. Thank you.
Okay, can we have a motion to have the first reading?
I would move that we hold a first reading to increase the city manager's spending authority.
Second.
First reading, let's see, Mr. Cronin.
An ordinance revising the Astoria City Code relating to local government public contracting regulations.
Okay. And then the second item is
regards to the policy for submittal of grant applications to the council, and the language that is proposed is what is bulleted on the second page of that memorandum. And so what is asked for is if there's a motion from council to put the policy in place as written is what would be in order.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to extend grant applications which require City of Astoria cash match shall be forwarded to the City Council for consideration as part of the application process as a policy change.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, item 6E is a resolution authorizing a grant, a forgivable loan from the Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund.
So this is a project which actually we had some discussion about at goal setting and actually some presentations from our Public Works Department over this past year. The Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority has offered grants for resiliency studies for important infrastructure in municipalities. The city applied for a grant and was notified in October that we were offered a grant in the amount of $15,500. This was a little bit less than what we had initially requested, but we do have funds within our engineering budget in the amount of $4,500 to fund the $20,000 scope, which was developed when the grant application was developed. A resolution is required by the City Council to accept this grant, as well as an approval of an Infrastructure Finance Authority financing contract. I would note that the purpose of this study is to evaluate the existing water main route to determine its vulnerability in the event of a large seismic event, and to identify possible new routes that would be more resilient and less susceptible in the future. And this is a water line which runs from our watershed east of town on Wickiup Ridge through forest land to our water reservoirs in Astoria proper. There are some details on the study tasks of this study which were included in the personal services agreement which our engineering staff negotiated with the consultant Hart Krauser. It's recommended tonight that the City Council approve the resolution for acceptance of the grant, approve the Infrastructure Finance Authority financing or grant contract, and authorize the contract for Hart Krauser to assist with the study. These are three components. First of all, again, there's a resolution which is required for the Infrastructure Finance Authority to make this grant. They also require a grant contract, and this motion would also put in place the contract with the consultant to initiate the study. And Jeff Harrington, our city engineer, is available to answer any questions about the specific project.
Anyone have any questions?
Well, I think this is a really, really, really important project. As you stated in the staff report, not just for a large seismic event, but for things happening right now, like erosion and landslides and other things that threaten the water main. I imagine once we study this and get some cost projections, we're going to find out that it would be really expensive to replace or upgrade the water main. There are no requirements with the grant on implementation, correct? Thank you.
Okay. Mr. McCartan, did you have something you wanted to say about this? Go ahead.
Good evening, Your Honor. Madam President and members of the council, my name is George McCartan. I live at 490 Franklin Avenue in Astoria. Ultimately, the money that's coming in through this grant slash loan is from the EPA. And my first question is this. Assuming for the sake of argument something terrible happens and there is no funding from the EPA to go to the state organization, we are still on the hook. If you pass that contract, if you sign off on that contract you're considering in the same motion, we're still on the hook for that money, are we not?
So, Mr. McCartan, I do want to clarify, this is from the Infrastructure Finance Authority. Is this federal funds coming from the Environmental Protection Agency? Is that where it's coming from initially? Okay, I wanted to verify that. Okay.
So we're still going to be on the hook for that contract, though, right? For the $20,000 that you're proposing that you pass tonight. If that money doesn't come through, we still have to pay not just the over the $15,500, but the whole thing.
I see Mr. Henningsgaard kind of shaking his head.
I'm sorry?
I see Mr. Henningsgaard was kind of shaking his head.
The program has a loan, a forgivable loan document. Typically when you get a loan, if you don't get the loan, you don't have to repay it. But I believe, my memory's correct, there's a whole document subject availability of certainly wouldn't have to pay back if we didn't get the money.
So we'd still have to pay for our consultant. We have to pay the entire $20,000, not just the...
Mr. Hensler, I think that Mr. McCartan's concern is, with changes in the federal government, if the funds from the Environmental Protection Agency, which go to the State of Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority, were to somehow disappear, and we had a contract with this engineering company, we would still be required to pay the engineering company, for this project, if regardless of whether or not the Environmental Protection Agency funding was withdrawn somehow.
I would assume we wouldn't go enter that contract until we had the money in hand. Is that correct?
No.
It's a reimbursable, so we spend the money just like we did with the $400,000 on the Heritage Square. You spend the money and then you put in a disbursement request.
So it's reimbursed after the fact.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess I'm done.
Okay. Any other questions from anyone in the audience or from the council? Otherwise, could we have a motion to pass a resolution?
And I would also ask that the motion include the full language in the recommendation. So we have the resolution plus the contract with the Infrastructure Finance Authority and the contract with Hart Krauser.
I move that we, the council, approve the resolution for acceptance of the grant, approve the IFA financing grant contract, and authorize the contract for Hart Krauser to assist with the study.
I'll second that.
Okay, we need a roll call vote again. Let's see, Mr. Pearson.
Councilor Manuel.
Aye.
Councilor Bronson.
Aye.
Councilor Jones.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, and that concludes our regular business meeting, but we are now open for new business or any comments you might have. No? Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you for coming.